I'm feeling very thankful to the people of Buffalo, thankful for the support that I've received all of these years, thankful to the many people that brought me into their homes, their kitchens, their hearts, and together working with the people of Buffalo, we've been able to transform this city, and I'm just looking forward to Buffalo's continued growth.
Anything you want people to remember in your final few days or just within your almost 20-year legacy?
I want people to know that I gave this job as mayor of the city of Buffalo everything I had. Literally some weeks worked around the clock, many weeks worked 7 days a week, and it was all because I really love this city, love the people of Buffalo, and want the best for the city. I want them to remember that the work that I did was out of love for our community.
And in terms of timing, what are we thinking?
We're thinking soon, in the next day or so. Just finishing up work as I promised to do. I promised the people of Buffalo, I promised neighbors, I promised colleagues in government that I would work all the way to the end, and that's what I plan on doing.
And then, how are you feeling about getting started over in Batavia?
I'm ready to get started there. I've done a lot of homework on the work. It is a very profitable organization. It makes a lot of money for the 17 member municipalities, including the cities of Buffalo and Rochester, and the counties of Erie, Niagara, and Monroe. And one of my goals is to make it even more profitable, so even more revenue can be delivered to the 17 member municipalities.
Are you feeling excitement for Council President Scanlon to step into your role as acting mayor?
I have great respect for Council President Scanlon. He's done a great job for 12 years as South District Council member. He is very thoughtful. He does his homework. He cares about people. And I feel confident that he's up for the job as mayor of the city of Buffalo.